everything furnished him with an opportunity of mirth. And though some thought him, from his insensibility, a fool, he was such an idiot as philosophers should wish to imitate. They who, like that slave, can place themselves on that side of the world in which everything appears in a pleasant light, will find something in every occurrence to excite their good humor. The most calamitous events, either to themselves or others, can bring no new affliction. The world is to them a theater in which only comedies are acted. All the bustle of heroism or the aspirations of ambition seem only to heighten the absurdity of the scene and make the humor more poignant. They feel, in short, as little anguish at their own distress or the complaints of others as the undertaker, though dressed in black, feels sorrow at a funeral. Of all the men I ever read of, the famous Cardinal de Retz possessed this happiness in the highest degree. When fortune wore her angriest look, and he fell into the power of Cardinal Mazarin, his most deadly enemy, being confined a close prisoner in the castle of Valenciennes, he never attempted to support his distress by wisdom or philosophy, for he pretended to neither.